Today's daf is Tainis daf Tesvav, and we are Be'ezus Hashem, the beginning of a new perek, the second perek of Masechtes Tainis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe'abe ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mechel, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza ben Brian, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Chana Rivka bas Freida, Menachem Mendel ben Rochel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Reuza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rivka bas Esther, Sara Shainzel bas Yittel, Eliyo ben Silla, Sara Leia bas Esther Rivka, Hena Perel bas Yecheved, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So the second perek of Masechtes Tainis picks up where the first perek left off, and that is discussing the Tainios. And as we saw, when Bezdin got together and decided that the situation warranted a Tainis, the Tainios were implemented in phases. The Mishnayos that we've learned up until this point were dealing specifically where there hadn't been rain. And as a result, we have to start fasting. We have to start doing tshuva. That's going to bring the geshem. That's going to bring the shefa. And the tainios were implemented with three, then another three, and then finally, there were seven. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the height of the tainios. We are now the Yidden are getting together, and they're not just fasting, but they're also davening. So the majority of today's daf, you don't get this every day, is a Mishnah. And in the Gemara, we're going to see the pirish of exactly what this all means. But for now, just the high level, like every Mishnah is. So the Mishnah, Seder Tainios Ketza. The following was the Seder of a Tainos. They would take the Teva, the Bima, they would bring it into the street of the city. They'd bring it into a Mokim Farhesya, Dafka in an open area. V'noisnin Efer Mikla Al Gabe Ateva. And they would take ashes and they would put it on top of the Teva. Uberoish Anasi. Then they would put the ashes on the head of the Nasi. Uberoish of Bezdin. They would put the ashes on the head of the Av Bezdin. V'chol Echad V'echad Noisim Beroishai. And then everybody would take ashes and put it on his own head. So the first thing that happened was they took the Teva. They brought it L'Rechayv Shalir. Efer Mikla, which is ashes. They put it on the Teva, the head of the Nasi, the head of the Av Bezdin, and then every person would put ashes on his head as well. Rashi says that the Mishnah uses the word Efer Mikla to describe ashes, as opposed to just simply saying Efer. So Rashi says, what's the difference between Efer and Efer Mikla? Efer means offer. The words Efer and offer are actually interchangeable. They're really the same thing. When you want to describe ashes, then you use the word Efer Mikla. Tosfos, and this Tosfos is actually on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, it's the second Tosfos, although it really is shayach to the Mishnah, says, V'oisei Efer, these ashes that were used, may etzem adam, they were from the bone of a person, sharei ha'efer havelizikorin ha'akeda. Because the whole purpose of the Efer, as we're going to see in the Gemara, was to remember the Akeda, u'ba'akeda hayu atzamais, and the Akeda had bones of a person. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Agoyis Yaivitz, on this Tosfos, says a few lines. Tzorich Ian, number one. Ach Zorhu. It's just strange that they would take the ashes of human bones, v'tama al atzmecha, and just think about it. Me'eza etzem adam yehei efer zeh. From which bone was it? V'aye yimtzo'u. And how are they going to find it? V'chiyisrfu etzem adam b'shvil kach, v'aye in oyle kamon shebechinam bo'un lidei kach. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that Ayin l'kamon, and we'll revisit this, but the point is, Tosfos says these were the ashes of a person, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, without going too much into it, it's just a dover zar, tzorachiyin, tamal atzmacha. Pasha, practically speaking, where exactly did they get these ashes? But either way, the first thing that happened was ashes. Says the Mishnah, Hazakin Shabahem, the oldest amongst the Yidin, Oymer Lefneim would tell them, Divrei Kfushim, he would give Divrei Chizik to the Yidin. He would say, quote, Acheinu, my brothers, Loi Neme Banshi Ninveh, it doesn't say, by Ninveh, Vayar Likim Esakum the Estanisam. So of course the story of Nineveh is Nineveh had sinned terribly and Hashem decreed that he was going to destroy the city of Nineveh. However, he gave them an opportunity to do tshuva. He sent the Shliach. The Shliach was none other than Yoina ben Amitai of Mafta Yoina fame. And Yoina goes and he tells the Anshe Nineveh to do tshuva, and eventually they do tshuva. Now, Yoina didn't go initially, he ran away, the fish. And of course, the rest is history. But ultimately, when Nineveh did tshuva, said this Zakin, what does the pasuk say? Does it say Vayar l'kim esakim v'stanisam? Meaning they fasted, they put on sackcloth. But doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk that that's what Hashem saw, and that was the reason that Hashem decided to forgive Nineveh. Elo, what it says is Vayar l'kim es maseyam kishavu midarkam hara. So the first thing that the Zakin told the Olam was, we're fasting and we're doing all these things. But remember, the tainus is not the ikr. The tainus is the tafel. The ikr is medav tshuvaton. And then he said that it says in Kabbalah, "V'kiru levavchem ve'al bigdechem." Tear your heart, don't tear your clothing. So you see again from the Divrei Kabbalah that the ikar is not the tainus, but rather the ikar is the tshuva that you're going to do. Just before we go weiter, Rashi asks a very interesting question. The Zaken started by quoting two psukim. One was a pasuk in Yoina, and the other one was a pasuk in Yoel. Yoina vayar l'kim es maseyim. Doesn't say v'yar l'kim esakim v'estanisim, rather v'yar l'kim es maseyim. The pasuk in Yoel, v'kiru l'vavchem v'yal b'gdeichem. And the punchline of the two psukim is the same exact thing. The punchline is that the ikar is not the tainus, the ikar is not the sackcloth, the ikar is not the superficial aspect of it, but the ikar is, rachman liba boy, kiru l'vavchem. It's not lifting your hands up to heaven, but rather it's taking your heart and putting them in motion, in tandem, together with. But Rashi asks, that why is it that when the Zakin quoted the pasuk in Yoel, he referred to it as Kabbalah. But when he quoted the pasuk in Yoina, he didn't refer to it as Kabbalah. Now we know, we have a related raid bite, that all Divrei Nevi'im are referred to as Divrei Kabbalah. Some amount of Shach. If you want to refer to the pasuk in Yoel as Kabbalah because it's Divrei Nevi'im, which is fear, because the Gemara does it throughout Shas, then you should refer to the pasuk in Yoina also as Divrei Kabbalah. And if not, not. But why is that the pasuk in Yoel is called Kabbalah and the pasuk in Yoina is not? So Rashi brings this question in the name of Tosfos, and Rashi says that Tosfos answered that this that you find, that Divrei Kabbalah is used to describe something that a Navi said, that's when the Navi's talking to Klal Yisrael. So when the Navi's delivering a message, like in the Pasuk in Yoel, V'kiru levavchem v'al b'gnechem, this is a tzivoy. This is the Navi talking to Klal Yisrael. Then we refer to the Divrei Nevuah as being Divrei Kabbalah. However, when the Navi is just telling a story, he's just giving you a narrative. He's kimesaper v'hoylich, says Rashi. Vayar l'kim es maseyim kishavu mitar kamara. There's no message that Yoin is delivering in that pasuk, but Yoin is writing what happened. This is part of the Navua, of course, but he's just writing what happened. Over there, you don't refer to it as Divrei Kabbalah. And interesting, Rashi, in the name of Tois, was tucked away in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtes Tainis. Zok, the Mishnah Vayitas. Again, we have now the Efer Mikla, the ashes of a person. We don't know which person, but we have the ashes of a person that we put on the Teifa, we put on the Nasi, on the Abbezdin, Kol Echad Echad, and now the Zakin Shabhem is giving Divrei Chizik, and he quoted a Pasuk in Yoina, and he quoted a Pasuk in Yoel. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Zak Amdu B'Tfilah, the Olam started davening. We're reading Lefnei HaTevah, now we have to find about Tfilah. So who's the Baal Tfilah? He was a Zakin V'Ragel. So the Baal Tfilah was a Zakin, he was an older person, he was also a Ragel, he was someone that knew how to daven. V'yesh Loi Bonim, he had children, U'Beisei Reikam, but he struggled to feed his children. K'deshe Liba Shalom B'Tfilah. It's like this, he's going to have it's a bracha in the hearts, because the best Baal Tefillah is someone that's able to feel the tzar of the tzibur. It's like this person, he checks off all the boxes. He's able to be nice about oil perfectly with everything that's going on in the matzav. He's the Baal Tefillah that we want. And he would say 24 brachas. But this is a longer Shmoyne Esra. This Shmoyne Esra is made up of 24 brachas. Household, Yud Cheshav Kol Yom, 18 that we say every day, plus for Lamal Shinim, but 18 that we say every day. And then he would add another six. Elohim, these were the six that were added. These are the Zechreinus and the Shaifris. Rashi says that we say in Rosh Hashanah. All the psukim of Zechreinus and Shaifris that we say in Rosh Hashanah, we say on Yovel, so they would say on Etainus as well. That seems like two. El Hashem batzorosoli korosi vayaneni. Eso einai el hehorim. Mi mamakim kirosicha Hashem. And tefila lo'oni. Rabbi Huda said, there was no reason to say Zechreinus and Shoifes, not Rosh Hashanah. What you would say is Rav Kiyeh Ba'aretz, Dever Kiyeh Ba'aretz. Additionally, Asher Hoyu Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu, Al Divrei HaBatzoros. So those were the two psukim that you would add, the two brachas that were added in lieu of zichroinos and shoivmes. Va'omer chayismeyim. Now, these additional brachas had a chasima, every bracha. You say Rufa'enu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifei Chayle Yam Yisrael. So what was the chasima? Al-Rishayinu Omer, the first one, he would say, Misha Onas Avram Mahara Meriya, Hu Yane Eschem, V'yishma Bekol Tzakaschem, Ayem Azeh Baruch Atah Hashem, Goy Yisrael. Al-Ashniu Omer, regarding the second one, he would say, Misha Onas Avisinu Al Yamsuf, Hu Yane Eschem, V'yishma Bekol Tzakaschem, Ayem Azeh Baruch Atah Hashem, Zoycher and Neshkaches. Al-Ashlishes Omer, Misha Onas Yeshua B'Gilgal, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he answered Yeshua in Gilgal, who Yan Eschem, the Yishma Bekol Sakaschem, Yem Azabar Hatha Hashem Shemea through Al Revue, so I'm a Misha on Eshmu B'Mitzpah. Mitzpah, that's where the Yidden fought against the Philistines. They fought against the Plishtim. And Hashem answered the Tfil of Shmuel, who Yan Eschem, Yishma Bekol Sakaschem, Yem Azabar Hatha Hashem Shemea Tzoka. Al Hamisha, so I'm a Misha on Asal Yobahara Carmel, who Yan Eschem, Yishma Bekol Sakaschem, Yem Azabar Hatha Hashem Shemea Tfil. Al Yobahara Carmel, that's of course of the V.A. Habal and that whole incident. Alashishis, who I'm a Misha Onas, Yoina Meme Adago, who Yana Eschem, Vishma Bekalsa Kazakh, who answered Yoina when he was in the fish. Baruch Atah Hashem, Ha'oina Beisar, Alashvius Oimer. Regarding the seventh brach, he would say, Misha Onas, David, Shloime Benoib Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered David and Shloime Yerushalayim. Rashi says, David, there was a hunger for 3 years, and Hashem answered David, Shloime, that's when he was trying to get Usha Arim Rashaychem, when he was trying to open up the gates, when by the Chanukah HaMikdash, Huyane Eschem, Yishma Makal Tzakaschem, Yem Azeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMirachim Alar. So the Gemara is going to go into this in greater detail, but just the one question that you Pasha can't even turn the page without noticing, and that is, we started off, there were six brachas, and then we have ala rishayna yuchaisim, ala shniya shlichis, revias, chamisha shishis, vala shvias. We started off with six and we ended up with seven, so the Gemara is going to address it. Rashi gives us a little bit of a sneak preview of exactly how this happened, but just one other Rashi worth noticing, and that is the chazan that was chosen, the one that went lefnei hateva to be moitzah the oilam, was a zaken. And he was also a rogel. So Rashi says, why do you have to be a rogel? Number one, what is a rogel? Quote, rogel lehispalel. He's someone that davens a lot, meaning you're not going to take someone that's never davened for the Amid before. Someone that's a rogel lehispalel. V'tfilosu shkura b'fiv, v'lo yita. Because a person like that's, we're confident that he's not going to make a mistake. Now, vosses, and if the chazan makes a mistake, shekol chazan shetoya, says Rashi, simin ra l'shalcha. It's not a good simin. And as a result, we wanted to make sure that this chazan was somebody that wasn't going to make any mistakes. The afla that we speak at all the time, on the pasuk, v'aschanon al Hashem, be'isahi lemar. And the afla tells, v'aschanon al Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, he davin, v'aschanon, 515 tefilos, kaminyan v'aschanon. It's also the gematria of tefilos 515. It's also the gematria of Yitzchak and Rivka together. The Chasam Sofer says it's 515, because Yitzchak was mespalo mincha, and the ikur tefilos amincha, like we spoke about just recently, Elio, loinena, elabit tefilos amincha. But the point is Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalo 515 tefilos lemar. And the question is, what is lemar? Meaning, Vaitabra Hashem el Moshe lemar. Hashem told Moshe lemar, go tell the Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's lemar? What's poshib shad in lemar? So the Hafla says, v'aschanan el Hashem ba'isahi lemar. Moshe Rabbeinu said that he davened to Hashem lemar, that he should be able to daven. The tefillos of v'aschanan were tefillos lemar. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to daven that Ebronov era, that he should be zoicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu had verstanden that you can't just nemzich davenen. You need tremendous siyata deshmaya. You need a tremendous schus to be able to daven properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu addressed that, how? By davening. V'aschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemar. In the Torah from the Chasam Sofer, the Chassidim HaRishonim, HaYishoyin Sha'achas Koidem HaTfilo. What did they do during that hour? They used to daven. They used to daven for an hour before davening. What did they daven for? That they should be able to daven. We say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tilasecha. That's one line. But the point is that V'aschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemar Chassidim HaRishonim HaYishoyin Sha'achas Koidem HaTfilo. There was an Inyan in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that a Yid has to daven for him to be able to daven. Says the Hafla in Ponim Yofos, that's the inyan of Vahoya Terem Yikro Va'ani Ene. Oid Heim Madabrim Va'ani Yeshva. There's this concept of Terem Yikro Va'ani Ene, that before you even daven, I already answered the tefillah. What does that mean? I answered the tefillah before you even daven? It's this inyan. It's the inyan that before a person davens Va'ani Ene, I already accepted your tefillah that you should be able to daven, and in that schus, you'll be able to daven like a mensch, like this, I'll be able to answer the tefillah also. But there's some siyata d'shmaya that you need, there's some kabbalah sa tefillah that you need before the tefillah. What's that? It's to answer yena tefillah of Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agati lasecha. It's to answer the tefillah of aschanan el Hashem, which was be'ezahi lemer, the tefillah that I should be able to daven. But Hafla says, toichtvar, it's the first Hafla in Parshas Vaschanan, and that piece he throws in, he says, that's this inyan that Chazal said. The Gemara says regarding Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, and this is the Gemara that Rashi over here is quoting. He said, "Im shkurat filase b'fi." He said, "When he used to daven, if it was shkurat filase b'fi, yodei ani shehu mekubal. I know that my tefillah is going to be answered, and otherwise, I was a little bit worried." He says, "Why does that matter? If the tefillah goes geshmirt, that's a simon that the tefillah is going to be answered." What he meant to say was, if the tefillah goes geshmirt, that's a raya that the tefillah of Hashem svasai tiftach ufmiyageti lasecha was answered. It's a raya that the shoyin shoachas koydem tefillah was merutz. It was niskabel. It's right that the vaschanan al Hashem beisahi lemar was niskabel, and that's this inyan of im shkurat filase b'fi yoideya ani shehim makobel. But that's this inyan. The inyan is that when the davening goes geshmirt, it's a simen that the tefila as mezolin kenin davening was niskabel. That's terem yikro vaniyena. If you know that that tefila is niskabel, all you need is the siyata d'shmaya to be able to daven like a mensch. That's the hardest part. The hardest part is to be able to daven. If a yid has the siyata d'shmaya that he can daven, then everything's going to go smoothly. If I see tfilasi yishkura b'fi, said Reb Chaim ben Doisa, then I know we're good. Then I know I have nothing to worry about. That's the simen. If the tefillah, koidem tefillah was niskabel, everything is going to go smoothly. If that tefillah wasn't niskabel, that's when you have to be chayish. That's why we took a zokin virago, because we wanted that it should be shkura tefillah, because that's a simen toy. Either way, so the Mishnah continues, and says, Maisa, there was a story, bimei Rab Chalafta. In the times of Rab Chalafta, Rab Chanani ben Tradian, Rab Chanani ben Tradian. So we know who Rab Chanani ben Tradian was. Who was Rab Chalafta? So Rashi says, the last line of Amud Aleph, Aviv shall Rab Yoisi. Rab Yoisi, Stam Rab Yoisi in Shas, is Rab Yoisi ben Chalafta. Rab Chalafta is the father of Rab Yoisi. Either way, there was a story, and there was a tainus, and they were going through the Seder at tainus that's mentioned here in Masechtas tainus. Now, somebody went to daven for the Yomid, he finished the first bracha v'loi anu achrav amin, but they didn't say amin. We'll see in the Gemara what did they say. Not nothing. They said baruch shem kvod malchusay la'olam vod. And then the Chazan HaKnesses, he's the Shamash, he got up and he said, Koyhanim blow shofar. V'tok when they blew shofar. And then they said, Mishonos Avram Avinu Mahar Maria, Huyan Eschem, Mishon Makol Sakaschem Yeh Mazeh. And then he said, Hariu B'nei Aharon Hariu, Koyhanim blow shofar. And then they said the second bracha, Mishonos Avisen Ol Yamzuf, Huyan Eschem, Mishon Makol Sakaschem Yeh Mazeh. Pshbal Dabar Yitzchak Chomim. Well, Chom heard about what they did. Amr, they said, Lohayinu Noyeg in Kein, El B'Shar Mizrach of Arabais. The only place they were Noyeg this way was in the Shar HaMizrach and the Har HaBayis. What does it mean, the only place they were Noig? So it's not referring to, says Rashi, the Tkiyas. No, the Tkiyas they used to always do. They were always Tkiyas. We saw that already. Masriyan, Simon Ladovar, Yerichai. So we know they used to always blow Shofar. The part of this story that only happened in the Beis HaMikdash was the fact they didn't say Amen. And instead they said, Baruch Shem Kvay Malchusay Loilam Vod, because in the Beis HaMikdash, they never answered Amen. However, what did they say instead? Instead they said, Baruch Shem, Kevoid Malchusay La'olam Vod. Sholish, Tainius, and Rishonis. The first three fasts, Anshei Mishmar, Mesanav Le'Meshlim. So the first three fasts, the Anshei Mishmar, would fast, V'Lei Mashlimin. However, they wouldn't complete the fast, so they would break the fast close to the end of the day. Harish. Of Anshei Beisav, and the Anshei Beisav, Lohayim Misanakal, they wouldn't fast at all. So who were the Anshei Mishmar? Who were the Anshei Beisav? The Anshei Mishmar are the Kohanim who are members of the family who's doing the Avodah during that particular week. The Anshei Beisav are the Kohanim of the Anshei Mishmar, whose job it is not just to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash that week, but it's actually to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash that day. So all Kohanim were divided into Mishmaris, and all Mishmaris were divided into Bateyav. So if you're a member of the family that is on duty this week, so that means you have to have the koyach to do the avoda, if it warrants that. If you're a member of the Anshei Beisav, that means mamash today's your day. So then it's going to be even more so. So the Anshei Mishmar, they could fast just for leimash leimen. The Anshei Beisav loy hoyim masanin klal sholish niyos. The second said Anshei Mishmar masanin umashlim. The Anshei Mishmar would fast and they would be mashlim because it's more serious now. The Anshei Beisav masanin, even they would fast for leimash leimen. Shevach kroinis, the last seven elu ve'elu masanin umashlim. Everybody fasted and everybody completed the fast. Divrei Rabbi Yishuv Chacham. say Shalushtainas Rishon is the first three fasts. Elu ve'eluloyim esanakal. Nobody fasted at all. Chamin were more makel than Rabbi Yishua. They said the first fast was so kuladik that anche mishmar anche beisav. No one's fasting. Shalushniyos the second set anche mishmar mesanen v'loy mashlim. They would fast, but they wouldn't complete it. Anche beisav loyim esanakal. Anche beisav they wouldn't fast at all. Shavach roinis the last seven anche mishmar mesanen u'mashlimin. Anche mishmar would finish the fast. V'anche beisav mesanen v'loy mashlimin. So Rabbi Yishua and the Chamin agree that the anche beisav we treat more stringently than we do the anche mishmar, meaning they can't fast. The chumra is that they're not going to be allowed to fast because they're on duty. Machlokes, however, was exactly how it went. Beseder, everyone agrees that the first set was more kuldig than the second, which was more kuldig than the third. Question is where the starting point is, and that determines where the ending point is. Anche mishmar. So we just mentioned the anche mishmar. So agavurchi, we're going to mention something else related to the anche mishmar. Mutarim lishtes yayim baleilois. They were allowed to drink wine at night, avalei bayamim, not during the day. The reason they couldn't drink wine during the day is because if you do the avodah and you're a shtuye yayin, according to some, even if you enter the oil mayed and you're shtuye yayin, chayv misa, it's very, very chomer. It's learned out from Nadav and Aviyu. We'll get to that in Metzah Shem in the coming daf. Anshe beisav, the anshe beisav, loy beyayin v'loy belayla. So if it's your day, then you can't do it during the day. And also v'loy belayla. V'loy belayla means the following night. So if your job is to do the malacha on hayoyim yoyim shlishi b'shabbos, so it's hayoyim yoyim shlishi, and then it's le'o revi. The reason is because the avodah sometimes was nimshach into the night, haktara sevarim, and there were different avodahs that were done even at night. The anshe mishmar, another halacha regarding the anshe mishmar, the anshe maimid. Now the anshe maimid, these were Yisraelim that also played a role in bringing karbanos. Rashi gives us a little bit of an idea of what this means, but really the kulum mefarish beperek achron. Rashi says we're going to get really into this in the last perek of our Masechta, Masechta Steiner, so we'll see more of that. So the Anshei Mishmar, the Anshei Maimed, they're on duty this week for the Karbanos. Asur Melesabat, not allowed to take a haircut. Umelechabit, not allowed to wash their clothing. Ubechamishim Mutarim, on Thursday they were allowed to. Mipnei Kovid HaShabbos, Kol HaKosav Megillas Tainus, says the Mishnah. Anything that's mentioned in Megillas Tainus, any yontif that's mentioned in Megillas Tainus, the Loyla Mishmad, that you're not allowed to make Hespedim, the fun of us. So the day before, you're also not allowed to. Lachar Mutar, the day after, you're allowed to. Meaning, really, the yontif is only the day that's mentioned in Megillas Tainus. But as a Chachab, they said not only should you not do it on that day, but the day before also. The day after, however, is fine. Rabbi Yosi said, "Lefun of ula achrav asa." Now it's also the day before. It's also the day after. The loy lasano. What if it says in Megillas Tainus that you're only not allowed to fast? It doesn't say you can't make a spade. It just says you can't fast. Then lefun of ula achrav muta. Then it's more cool. Like, then it's going to be muta the day before and the day after. Rabbi Yosi. Says no, the fun of us or lachar mutter. The day before it's going to be us, the day afterwards it's going to be mutter. Ein geizrin tainus al atzibur betchilu v'chamishi. The first fast is never on a Thursday. So we know the yidden when they fasted, it was Monday and Thursday. But it was Monday, Thursday, Monday, as opposed to Thursday, Monday, Thursday. The reason is you don't make the first fast on Thursday shloi lafki ashar, because if you do, the prices are going to go sometimes out of control. Because if you need to go shopping on Thursday, number one, for Osfas Thursday night, and then for Yishabes Suda, so it can cause inflation, that's something we don't do. Ella, the first three fasts were Monday, Thursday, Monday. That was already Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Meaning, it's the first set of Tainis that this is true. Rabbi Yosi said, and we passing like Rabbi Yosi, just like we don't start the first set on a Thursday, not the second set, not the third set. So we're not going a tainus and Rosh Chodesh, not a Chanukah, not Purim. Im ischilu, and let's say they started fasting, and all of a sudden they bumped into one of these days. Im afsik, and then you go weiter. Divi Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Amir, Amir said, Afa bisham Rabbi Gamliel, im afsik, even though Rabbi Gamliel said that you're not mafsik on those days. Moida hoy, he was moida she'ein mashlim. So you're not going to have a full fast. V'chein b'tishabav shachalias b'erev Shabbos. Same is true if Tishabav would fall out on Erev Shabbos, which today with the calendar won't happen. But if Tishabav fell out on an Erev Shabbos, it's near to you would fast, but you weren't mashlim the fast. Zok the Gemara a little bit. Say the tiniest ketzad. So going back to the Mishnah went through the Seyda Tainis. So the first thing that happened was they would take the Teva and they would bring it outside. So the Gemara says, was that true even for the first set? Meaning it was a little bit unclear. We were Megam game a little bit when we started the Mishnah. Seyda Tainis, we're talking about the first set, the second set, the third set, all the sets. So the Gemara really starts off the same way and says, is this true? Afilu b'kamaisa, even for the first set, I'll ask you a kasha. Sholish Tainis, Rishonis, Vishnios, Nechnosin the Beis HaKnesses. They would enter the Beis HaKnesses. Umespalin kiderech, shemespalin kolash on a kulo. And they would dive in the way they dive in the whole year. Ubeshevach Reinois, the last seven, Mesinas, the table of Rechavish. Mishal, they would bring the teva into the city, and they would put ashes on top of the teva, on the head of the nasi, on the head of bezin, everyone put it on his own. Reb Nosson said, Ephraim Miklahim Avi. Now they would bring Ephraim Miklah, but the bottom line is, we're just focusing on one thing. From the Mishnah, it sounds like I feel it become nice, that to say the tiniest is true for all the tiniest. From this Braisa, it sounds like it was only the last seven. Amar Rapapas, Rapapa said, our mission is describing what happened during the last seven fasts. It's not describing what happened by the first two sets. Uberoish Hanasi. They would put ashes on the head of the Nasi. And then it said, everybody would put on their own head. In other words, ashes went on the Tefa, the Nasi, the Av Bezdin, and then the whole Olam. So at the end of the day, everybody's going to be wearing ashes. The question is, the Seyda Advar, how it happened? As far as the people, first the Nasi, then the Av Bezdin, and then everyone else. Faith to Gemara is that true. And Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi said, B'gedula, Maschilim and Agala. Whenever you're dealing with an issue of Gedula, something that's chashiv, you should start from the most chashiv person. Ubiklala, maschilin minakotin. Bikidul maschilin minakotin. How do you know when it comes to gulu, you should start with the most chashiv? Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayemer Moshe el Aharon, ule elazar, ule isamar. Now the end of the pasuk is, Bonav, Roshnechem al tefro, uvigdechem loisifroimu, veloisamusu. It's a mitzvah, it's an azara. And over there, by the mitzvah, Hashem spoke to Moshe, then to Aharon, then to Elazar, and then to Isamar. So you see clearly, B'gedula maschilin min agadol. Now Rashi says, why is this called G'dula? It's a mitzvah. So Rashi says, mitzvah ba'alma, shaloi l'peranis, and chanami. It's not a dover shal G'dula, but at the same time, it's certainly not a dover shal klala. You would think, it's a mitzvah, in l'cha G'dula g'dayla mizu. But the bottom line is that, vayomer Moshe, and then Aharon, Or Faker. Moshe told Aharon, and then he told Elaz, and then he told Osama. So you see, he told Aharon, and then Elaz, and then Osama. So you see, Begdula, Maschilim and Agadim. Maschilim and Akatim. When it comes to Kol Yisrael with the Katan, how do you know that? Oma Mar, Betchilim Neskalu Nachash. First, the Nachash was cursed, and Barash is Bereshis. Vachakach Neskalu Lochavu. Vachakach Neskalu Lodom. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is over here, we're dealing with what? Gedula? No, it's Peronis. You're putting ashes on a person's head. So why are you starting with the Nasi, then the Av Bezdin? And then the Am, it should be in the reverse order. So the Gemara says, no. The fact that we're putting it on the Nasi first, it makes the Nasi look very chashiv. This is Gedula. The Amrilu, you know what we're saying? Atun chashivisu, you, the Nasi, the Bezin, you're so chashiv. Let me boil on Rachman Akuli Alma. Really, if only you were wearing ashes, it would be enough. We're putting the ashes on you because you're the ones that compile Yeshua. And you're the ones that have to do this. Enachanami, superficially, it looks very, very not good. But at the end of the day, we have a major objective over here. There's a mission statement. And that is, we're going to do tshuva, and hopefully the sheif is going to come. So the fact that we're singling out the Nasi and the Av Bezdin shows that they're the one that have the koyach to pull this off more than anybody else. And that's why it's actually a dover chash. Clearly some situations here with the Gersa, but the Gemara says a question like this. So every Nasi Vav Bezdin, Nami Nishkalu, Innu V'Nincha B'Rashayu. Why is it that the Mishnah said the Nasi and the Av Bezdin took the ashes and they put it on their own head? Right? The Mishnah, the opposite. The Mishnah says, V'Nois and Ephraim Mikla Gabi Atefa. We would take Ephraim Mikla, put it on the Teva. U'Bereish Nasi, then they would put it on the Nasi. U'Bereish Nav Bezdin, they would put it on the head of the Bezdin. V'chol Echad V'Echad Nois and B'Reish Shai. And then everybody would put it on themselves. So what's the kasha? Why is everybody putting it on themselves, but the Nasi and the Bezdin have somebody else doing it for them? Ma'ishna the Shakal Inish Achrina U'Manach. That's the kasha. The kasha is, why don't they put it on themselves? Why is somebody else putting it on them? Amar Ababadim in Kisri, because Einu Domi Mespayish Me'atzmai, Le'Mespayish Me'acherim. Because it's more embarrassing if somebody else embarrasses you, and if you embarrass yourself. If someone embarrasses himself, it's a halbetzura. If somebody else embarrasses somebody, it's much more serious. And we dafka want to be mevayish the Nasi and the Av Bezdin. So why do we only do it for the Nasi and the Av Bezdin? So Rashi says, because the Nasi and the Av Bezdin, they're very chashiv. So if somebody embarrasses them, it's taka very, very embarrassing. Avul shar bnei yodam, doloi chashivi, loi mispayshi b'nesinas acherim. V'sagilu b'nesinas atzman. This effect of this incredible busha by the virtue of the fact that somebody else is putting it on them, that's something that's manifest when it comes to Nasi and Av Bezdin, not so much if it's somebody else. One last Gemara, where exactly did they put it? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Makom Tefillin. They would put it on the place of the Tefillin. Shenebel Lossum, La'vei Leitzion, Losseis Lehem Per Tachas Efer. That the Pe'er is in the same place as the Efer. The Pe'er is the Tefillin, the Efer is the Efer. So you see, wherever you put the Pe'er, the Tefillin, that's where you put the Efer. Wherever you put the Efer, that's where you put the Tefillin. But it was in the same place, that's where they used to put the ash.